Welcome to the NC Spin After Spin. Additional comments from our panelists just available on our website. I want to ask Peg O'Connell and Phil Kirk. Nonprofits are suffering from the coronavirus pandemic. The Center for Nonprofits shows 88% of the nonprofits have canceled programs or events. 74% have had to disrupt client service. 70% suffer budgetary challenges. To what can we attribute these problems our nonprofits are encountering, Peg?
Well, you know, I think there's a couple of things. I mean, some you have direct service delivery. The community outreach kitchen in Farmville is closed now because the volunteers are in that at-risk category simply because of their age. So you've got that. You also have the fact that nonprofits, spring is a huge fundraising time. They're canceling their events because you can't be in proximity in a gala or something. And there's also a sensitivity to, is it appropriate to start to ask people for money when there's so many other things going on where there's a need to help the restaurant worker. Can you ask somebody to support one of the nonprofits I'm involved in, chamber music? I mean, chamber music is brilliant and it's a good thing, but if somebody needs food, chamber music can come second. So being sensitive to
those things.
I think a lot
of people are saying, let me figure out what my own personal economic situation is going to be.
That's an excellent point.
Because, one of my causes is Camp Don Lee, a church camp down on the Neuse River. They've lost $400,000 worth of bookings so far this spring, and they're having to lay off people. Phil, you have a personal situation related to this.
A couple things. Two of my daughters' income is tied 100% to the tourism industry. One owns her own business, which she's had to close in Florida, hopefully temporarily. Another one works for the Greater Raleigh Sports Alliance, which is totally funded by the lodging and prepared foods tax. So it's very difficult. You want to help everybody else, but you also feel responsibility for your family. So and we have the same thing in Kiwanis Club that I'm involved with now. Several of our major fundraising events have had to be put off, and we don't want to do that.
In fact, you're on this show because of the fact that as president of the club, they're not having meetings now.
That's exactly right, and that may be good or bad depending on your perspective.
Do either of you think that after things kind of calm down, John Hood has said that we can't stay in this kind of state forever, and sooner or later things are going to have to come back to more of a sense of normalcy. Do you think when that happens, nonprofits will rebound?
They'll rebound, but it'll be a slow rebound because people who are working full-time and who've lost their jobs, yes, they're getting some improved from the federal and state level on unemployment, but they're going to go into financial difficulty if they aren't already. So it's going to take a while even after we're back to normal, whatever that is.
So we may see some weeding out.
Well, and unfortunately, I think you're right. You know, with what's been happening at the national level with the stock market, you know, people looked 3 weeks ago and said, I feel wealthy. I will make a contribution to whatever organization. And now they look and they're like, I'm not so sure about that right now. So I think that's part of it. A lot of nonprofits depend on grants. And the foundations, their wealth.
Yeah, a lot of these people have gone from being on the top of the clouds to wanting to jump off the building.
Exactly.
That's what's going on. And
exactly.
It's up and down. And as my broker told me, just don't look at it. Just don't pay any attention to it.
The statements are just going to stack up.
There you go.
I'm sorry that I learned how to look up my portfolio on the computer because I didn't know until about a year ago. And I wish I had never learned.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yes.
Well, thank you for watching the After Spin. We'll have more video all during the week on ncspin.com.